What do we have here? A trespasser in my gardens. Speak up now. I've little patience for those that interrupt my solitude. Oh, I see. You're here seeking help from the Witch of the Forest, are you? Well, you've found her. And what help do you seek from me? A cure for a broken heart? Why would you want such a thing? Why not do your best to enjoy the fruits of your youth like that? Or go fall in love with someone else? So dramatic. Can't live without her. I suppose people never change, do they? Every generation is the same, and songs of love are sung in the taverns and streets every time I venture into your cities. Things may change, but the heart is one thing that never does, is it? I suppose if you're willing to pay the price and you're dedicated to the cure, such as it is, I'll help you out. I'll have my apprentice start preparing the ingredients immediately. Apprentice, where are you, my dear? There you are.
Yes, ma'am. I heard we'll be preparing a potion.
Yes. Normally we'd use one that's already prepared, but that will be far too potent. We'll need to prepare a fresh one to temper its effects. Can you guess what base potion we'll be brewing?
For a broken heart, I don't know of any potions that directly help with that. But if I were to guess, if we were to repurpose love or infatuation potion, would that do the trick?
Exactly that. You'll be modifying the normal recipe a bit, though. Prepare the Ashwinder eggs, rose thorns, peppermint, moonstone, and pearl dust as normal, but rather than rose petals, you'll be using lavender and vanilla.
Wouldn't the vanilla spoil the potion, though?
No, not if we use a single crushed bean. This will change the effects of the potion from obsession to a general bliss and happiness with life. I used to brew this potion quite a few times when I was younger and experimenting to see what kind of effects I could get. If you let it age too long, it can be quite the feeling of euphoria.
So, this is a cure for a heartbreak, then. I have to admit that I'm a bit skeptical. And who's going to be drinking it?
Why, our client here, of course. You are still wanting to get rid of that broken heart of yours, aren't you, my dear? One swig of this potion, and I guarantee you'll forget all about whomever it was that hurt you. The cost. Oh, my dear, there's only one thing left that I want in life. An heir. My apprentice. Oh, no. She's here on a study program from college. I mean...
Ma'am, should I begin preparations for brewing? I think this potion is going to take a while.
Ah, yes. Please do so. I'll check on your progress, but I trust you to follow the recipe and annotations on page 1138. You've progressed quite well.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'll do my best to live up to your expectations.
I know you will. Now, the payment. Yes. If you catch my meaning, I want your firstborn. I assume you don't have one yet, do you? I thought not. What's this? Ah, you're willing to... Yes, that would be an immediate payment indeed. Very well, I accept. Shall we retire to the bedroom? Apprentice, dear, We'll be in the bedroom taking care of payment details. Please ignore any sounds you may hear. Thank you. Now that we're free of distractions, and you've already got your clothes off. Excellent. Do you need instructions, or do you think you can take it from here? Alright, then lay back on the bed and I'll take over. Oh, well, I don't have many clients coming out here for a broken heart, so this is generally a new request for me, and this is not a common payment, but it is one I make with all seriousness. And if you want to pay now, then I have no issue with it. And you're already rather hard. Your eyes say that you love another, but your body is being quite honest. I am quite fetching, even my advanced age, am I not? And perhaps you'll learn a thing or two about pleasing women. For when you do fall in love again someday. Just remember, it takes two to do this. I'll show you yours, and then it'll be your turn to show me mine. Well, you seem to have risen to the occasion well enough. Let's see if we can get you inside of me. It's been a while, so... bigger than I expected, but I think, yeah, put your hands on my hips, just pull me down, oh, there we go, oh, yeah. Been so long since I've said something so warm and meaty inside of me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah. I'll just rock my hips back and forth for a few seconds to get used to you. Oh, yeah. I thought I was wet enough, but I wasn't. Oh. It's okay, though. It's okay. No, no. I'm okay. Oh, yeah. It's okay. Everything's okay. Oh. Yeah. Oh. I think I can feel you growing bigger inside of me. I can feel your heartbeat. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, when you move your hips like that. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, give me your firstborn. Oh, yeah. Make them inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I want your firstborn inside of me. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Thrust your hard cock deeper into me. Oh, God, yes. Oh, flip me over. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, take charge. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, I like it when I'm on my back. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Pound me. Oh, I don't even know your name. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. Oh, I can feel you getting bigger again. Oh, you're the red apple on your cock. Oh, I feel like it's getting bigger inside me. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, the head of your cock is pounding on my uterus door. Oh, fuck yes. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck yes. Oh, shit, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, why couldn't I have? God, yes. Oh, keep beating me. Yeah. Oh, you like it when I grab my tits. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll just slap you with them. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Oh, come inside me. Come on. Come inside me. Come on. Oh, come on. Fill me with your baby cream. Come on. Oh. Come on. Oh, I feel you coming inside of me. Come on. Give me all your juice. Oh, come on. Oh. God. God. Oh. I can feel you dripping out of me. Thank you. Whether it actually worked or not, I think that counts as payment in full. But I think that may have actually worked. It is that time of the moon cycle, after all. Thank you. And flipping me over halfway through. Quite aggressive. My dear, was I at least able to soothe your heart a tiny bit? Perhaps a little? Then I take that as a win, and I believe I've accepted your payment in full. With luck, my apprentice has finished the potion with success. Shall I go see? I'll be right back then, my dear. Have you finished the potion for our client, apprentice?
I just poured it into a vial and it's cooling now, ma'am. It looks a little unusual compared to a love potion, but I assume that's normal.
Oh, yes. This looks perfect. I dare say you've made it almost as good as one of my best ones. You really do have a knack for this potion making.
Thank you, ma'am. I aim for perfection.
Keep this up and there won't be much more for me to teach you. You'll have to start experimenting on your own. Now then, let's deliver this to our client. Ah, there you are. Preparing to leave already? That's fine, dear. It's going to get late soon, and it's a long walk back to town anyway. Now, here's your potion. You should wait at least an hour, but no more than 6 hours for full potency. If you have any issues or troubles with it, please come back and see us, okay? Why the wait time? Well, it's like in cooking. You have to let it marinate. After an hour or so, it's reached its peak, but after around 5 or 6 hours, it starts to turn a bit bad, and it can be overpowering in its effects. Yes, that would be bad. If you waited about 3 days, you'd be stuck in an almost permanent blissful stupor for who knows how long. After an hour or two? Oh no, it's perfectly safe. Like I said, I've used these quite a few times myself, after all. Thank you. Thank you for coming, and good luck.